Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Yod Ches Chulin 118. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the idea of how a fruit can become Hochshor L'Kabel Tumah, can become capable of contracting Tumah. That a fruit item, that the only way it can become capable of contracting this ritual impurity is if first one of seven liquids came upon it, like for example water or milk, that if these items first came in contact with the fruit item, only then is it capable of becoming ritually impure. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua on today's Daf Yomi says, Peiro Shalo Hochshro, that if you have this fruit item that is not yet willingly had come in contact with water, that the owner of it wanted that fruit would have come in contact with that liquid, until that point it's Shalo Hochshro, that it's not capable of contracting Tumah. And we say it is like a Tanor Shalo Nigmaro Malachto Dami, that it's like an oven that has not yet been completed, that just like an oven that has not yet been completed is not capable of contracting Tumah because it's basically an incomplete item. And we say that only an item that's completed is capable of contracting Tumah, only a finished product is capable of contracting Tumah. So too we're going to say that a fruit that has not yet had any liquid upon it, that's also not going to be capable of contracting Tumah. So one of the reasons for this is, according to the Tal Torah, is in accordance with opinion, with a reasoning that the Sefer Achinuch, the 14th century anonymous work, a tribute to Rabbi Aaron Alevi of Barcelona, but it's written anonymously, that one of the reasons that for this law is because the food item, the fruit, the reason why it needs liquid in order to become capable of contracting Tumah is because, according to Chinuch, we say that the law of the fruit item, of the Tumah as it relates to the fruit item, is going to only apply upon it like when it's completed in its work. It's citing this opinion of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. That means to say that we're going to view this fruit item as not yet a completed product until it has this liquid on it. And the reason is because people, when they want to finish off their fruit items, when they want to prepare them, what they do is they wash off the dirt on them. They wash off the remnant dirt that's on them before they eat them. And so therefore, only by removing this dirt are they going to be completing the work. And so therefore, the Torah says that they're not going to be considered like they are food items and capable of contracting Tumah until this dirt has been washed off. And so until they've come in contact with a liquid. That is the argument of the Sefer Achinuch, and based upon this position of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. And as a result of this, the Chachamim say that it only happens when it happens with the willingness of the owner, meaning only when the owner wants the water, for example, to be poured upon this fruit item, will we say that it becomes capable of contracting Tumah. But if they don't want it there, then even if they put it there, but if they don't want it there, we're going to say it's not ready for it to be a food item. And the Tal Torah writes that this logic of the Sefer Chinuch is based upon our sugya that Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua compares this to the fruit item that does not have the liquid on it, compares it to an oven that has not yet been completed. And on this basis, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vozner, writes that if you follow the logic of the Sefer Achinuch, that we're going to say that this is connected to a prohibition on Shabbos, which is the prohibition of combing, which is a tolda, which is an offspring of the prohibition of dash, and which is one of the 39 melachos. Because what are we doing? We're basically removing the dirt from the food, and it's basically like dash, which is removing the psoas, the part of the food item that we don't want, the outer shell, in order to reveal the food and prepare it for eating. And so therefore, he says there's no distinction whether it was something that was grown with it naturally, which is what dash is, that you're removing the outer shell, and something that came upon it like the dirt. And so we see from here on this basis that perhaps we need to be concerned of removing this dirt on Shabbos. And in addition to this concept of removing the dirt on Shabbos, the poskim also have a discussion whether, in addition for it being in the category of dash, whether it's also going to be in the category of another problem, which is borer, that you're not allowed to remove the bad from the good on Shabbos. So perhaps when you come to wash these fruit items on Shabbos, you're going to be removing the bad parts of it, which you don't want, from the good parts. And according to, so therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this in Igros Moshe, Ishut Chelk Aleph, or Chaim Simen Kof Chafei, and he writes that if the dirt upon the fruit is not so much, and people would eat it without washing it, then it's not a problem. Then we're not going to assume that it fits within the category of borer. And so there, under those circumstances, it would be permitted to wash it off, because the washing it off is not really removing the dirt. So that's not going to be prohibited. According to Moshe Feinstein, when is it going to be prohibited? Only when you need to soak it in the water, because that is the way you really remove the bad thing, not just by cleaning it off, but by soaking it. So soaking it would be a problem, but just rinsing it off is not going to be problematic. And so too, Harav Avadya Yosef writes a similar thing, that rinsing it off is not problematic for borer, but soaking it in water, which is the normal way of removing something that you really don't want, that is going to be problematic. However, the Chazon Ish says that, no, yes, it would be problematic, even just to wash the fruits under a sink on Shabbos is going to be, according to his opinion, even going to be within the category of borer. So according to the Chazon Ish, a person should really wash their fruits and vegetables before Shabbos and not on Shabbos itself.